Who were the Kelker Street Boys?
Oh, there were Bobby Loftus and his brother, and Tommy Fancher, and Ricky Sales, and Orville Guess. We'd take anybody on in town for baseball, football, whatever.
Remarkable that you remember their names all these years later. You never considered yourself poor or rich or anything. I mean, you were of average income family, weren't you?
You know, I've thought about that because people say, well, that was back in the Depression. What was it like in the Depression? Did you have plenty to eat and all? I mentioned about the garden, and so, you know, think about it. We were making everything work. Nobody ever complained. At the table, I can remember reports about people moving to California. Because my aunt was a teacher, she knew, and my mother, she was head of OPA, Office of Price Administration, is what that rationing was called. She knew, too, because people were apparently checking out with her that they were leaving. They would talk about families moving to California because there's work out there. You know, kids would go out of the class. And I can remember one girl moving in. Her name was Ruth Herod, H-E-R-R-O-D. And Ruthie was a really cute girl, and I was immediately attracted to her. We were 13 years old. They moved in with the Herods that had the dairy. I didn't think anything about it, and she was there a little over a year. Then they moved to California. And I was going to make a speech out of Fresno, California, about 10 years ago, and she called me and said, "You remember Ruth Herod?" And I said, "Sure." She said, "You're going to speak here at Fresno, and that's where I live." Kind of a funny call. We were talking, and I said, "You were there just one school year." And she said, "Well, you know what the deal was, don't you?" And I said, "No." She said, "Well, we didn't have any place to live." So we came to Holandville to live with my dad's brother. She said, "We had two families in a three-bedroom house." She said, "It was extremely tight there, and it wasn't very long till people were very unhappy. It's too close quarters." And my uncle told us that we had to find someplace else. So my dad found a place in California. They said it was all over the fact that we didn't have anything. It was just a short stay in Holandville, and then we went to California.
Those are the Dust Bowl days.
That was going on, and I must have been just protected because we had a very stable deal. Everybody had a job. My grandmother had a big garden, and she was contributing. She did the cooking. My aunt taught school. My mother worked for OPA. My dad had a job. So there was money there. I don't ever remember somebody saying, "We can't do it." One thing I would like to add, that they gave. They always were generous. What do you mean generous? You didn't have a lot of money. No, but you can still give. We were pretty close to the Rock Island Railroad line, and guys would be on the train riding rails. I always called them bums. Train stopped there. They would get off. They were hungry. And they'd come up the street. My grandmother would feed them, but they had to work till the food was ready. She says, "It's going to take me a few minutes. Now, you can rake that out there, or you can hold that there, or you can carry the laundry out to the line or something." She said, "I don't want them just standing around." And then she finally figured out that her house was marked some way because she fed them. Somebody had put a mark somewhere. That was discussed. I can remember that. I remember that my dad said, "Miss Melanson, do you want your house marked so these bums come from the railroad?" She said, "They're hungry." She'd feed them.
Yeah.
She had a Red Cross, just a Red Cross on a card. You may remember them. They'd put them in your front window. It didn't say Red Cross on it. It just had a Red Cross on there. And I remember asking one time, I said, "Why are you the only person on the block that has that Red Cross in the window?" She said, "I'm the only one that gave."
That's great. The first school you attended, elementary, what was it?
It's interesting because I saw a picture of it last week. I didn't even know the picture existed. Was going through a box of things and came across it. And here it said fourth grade. Somebody said, "Can you pick yourself out of there?" I said, "No, because I'm not in the picture." And they said, "You're not in the picture. What do you mean? Did you go to school here?" I said, "Yeah, it's Central Grade School. It's over on East Main." They said, "Well, it says fourth grade. Are you not in the fourth grade?" I said, "That's my mother's class." It was my mother's class, and there was a check above a child that's kind of in the middle of the picture. She's short, and there's a check on top of her head. And we went back through, and they had all the names on the back. And they went across and they said, "That check on the other side is your mother." And I said they couldn't see her. She wasn't tall enough to get in the picture. And so it was just the top of her head. But it was interesting, though, when I saw that picture. Central Grade School, it was a two-story building. It burned down. It'd been a fabulous building to always have because it was really a spectacular school. And then it burned down.
And teachers back then, and were you a good student? Were you interested in your student work?
Oh, yeah. Ms. Mackey and Ms. Rushing and all of them, I remember them. I mean, they all had a part of my life. And somebody asked me over at Oklahoma State, they said, you know, you're so interested in sports and everything else. I said, let me just take you back. I said, I can tell you what my first grade teacher was, Ms. Rushing. I said, I can tell you stories about Ms. Rushing. And I went to Christine Mackey, and then I went to Christine Province and Mary Leach, and all of them had a part, and I remember them very well as teachers.
What was your first job in the oil business?
I was a roughneck. 16 years old, working for Earl Evans.
Did you pump gas at a gas station?
Oh, I did. I didn't consider that to be a job in the oil field. Yeah, I worked for Ray Smith at Sinclair Station over on Hinckley Street in Holdenville. I could work there almost any time I wanted to because I was a good worker. So if he needed any help, if I was around, I'd go by there. And he'd say, yeah, park your bicycle. Come on in here and help me out. I was a pretty good tire buster. I could fix flats pretty good.